It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
The Fantasy Six-Pack Hour. With your hosts, Joe Bob.
Ah, you're awful.
And AJ Applegar.
It's a mouthful.
All right. Welcome to the Fantasy Six-Pack Hour. My name is Joe Bond, founder of FantasySixPack.net. With me, as usual, partner in crime, AJ Abgarth. What is up, man? You're muted.
I know.
Okay.
Jerk face. I was trying to see above the laptop screen and onto the regular screen to find the unmute thing. So now I found it. And yes. Things are things. I think I'm actually on the clock for Razz Bowl, so I need to.
Oh, fine. Happen.
But yeah, other than that, doing good.
Ready for the expo in 2 days?
Totes my goats. Yeah.
Hopefully, you actually show up on time to the meet and get your three beers.
Like it's my fault that we're late all the time. I mean, it is, but
it's like, well, I mean,
yes. I am not working on Friday. So I will.
That didn't speed things up last year. Anyway, enough. Tonight, there is no outsider guest. We're actually going to be joined by our producer behind the scenes, Mr. Mike LaPlante, who I just did a live draft with last night, and a bunch of other Fantasy Six Pack people. So go make sure you go check that out. That was pretty fun last night. But we're going to be doing a mock draft tonight using the Fantasy Pros mock draft tool. You can find a link to that in the show description, wherever you are watching and listening. It is a fantastic mock draft tool, by the way. I love it. You can now, I think it was last year, the first year they did it, they let you have other friends join you in the mock draft, but you don't have to fill it, and whatever doesn't fill gets, filled by computers who are supposed to be imitating some of the other analysts who rank on Fantasy Pros. So you could technically be drafting against me and you just don't know it. It doesn't tell you who you're actually matched up with, but it's kind of cool that way. And you can get these things done, and you know, as long as you don't take forever, you can get them done in 10 minutes. You know, they're very quick. That's what's the great thing about it. So big fan of it. I suggest you go use it many times before your draft. But that being said, before we jump into things, just got to remind you, hit that subscribe button, that like button, follow, give those ratings, leave those comments. We appreciate it. And you know, we love hearing from you. So do that. And then also, and you know, we're going to be kind of using some of these tools behind the scenes here as we draft. So all of our drafting rankings, the cheat sheets, things like that, like we're going to be using bits and pieces of it as we draft today in our mock. And if you want access to those, you can go to the website, fantasysixpack.net/plans, and use promo code F6P early for 25% off. If you want access to all of it, and there's going to be more coming as the season gets closer and during the season, things like that, but use that promo code F6P early for 25% off for the first 100 members. We've already had a few use it, so make sure you get in on that and don't miss it, because I will not be offering 25% off after this. So jump in on that. So that said, man, Mike, you're behind the scenes. You want to say hi and get this rolling?
How's it going, guys? It's nice to hang out with you again, even though, you know, we hung out last night. It's nice to be joined by AJ.
I see. Thanks for the invite for last night.
It was an open invite, and you just don't check Slack. So that's all. Again.
Yep. You're probably right.
I'm 100% right. Anyway, let's do beers.
Beer.
Mike, I heard you're drinking tonight. What you got?
Yeah, I'm actually joining you guys tonight with a drink. I got what's called Moon Man from the Nuglaris Brewing Company up here in Wisconsin. I actually thought I got Spotted Cow, so I was a little disappointed, but it still tastes really good.
Is the Spotted Cow the one that you can only get there in
Yes. The
Wisconsin? Yes, so you're going to need to bring some of that for Joe and I.
All right.
Pick up the wrong one this time, and it's the right one.
I'll make sure it's a Spotted Cow. I'll look at it this time before I just purchase it.
Yeah. Oh, it's beer. Cool.
Attention to details. That's always the key thing.
That was the key thing. It was beer. That's what I was after. It was just, I got my beer.
Beer. Yep.
It's okay. We all make these mistakes.
All right, AJ, what you got?
I myself am drinking the Nepenthe Brewing Company Queen Jellyfish Double IPA. This is a gnarly little chick. She's
interesting.
Pretty rad. yeah, this is like the double version of their Space Jellyfish, which is also delicious. Gave this one a 4.25 though. Very
nice,
smooth and clean and punchy at the same time. So yeah, solid.
Nice, I like it. So I'm drinking one that I had no idea that they made it again this year.
True.
Yeah, Davis is already there. I mean, he's just starting the party early. I love it.
Wait, what? He's already there.
Davis is already there. He got there like an hour and a half ago. No joke. It's pretty awesome. So yeah. Cheers, Davis. We will see you on Friday. Hopefully. Hopefully AJ.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm just going to keep saying it because it's going to annoy you and maybe it'll actually work. I have no idea.
So
Aslan makes this this brew like once a year, maybe twice a year. It is the Triple Orange Starfish Triple IPA. It is phenomenal. It is also 12%. So rounds 10 through 14 tonight will be interesting. But I gave it 4.75 on tap. And literally, I could actually give it a 5, man. It is smooth. It's still, you know, it's got those fruity notes in it because it's the orange. I think it's got lots of citra in it too. It's just phenomenal. Like, this beer is so good.
Once it hits your lips, it's so good.
Yeah, I saw it in this beer store in Delaware and was like, man, like, I like to go there because they have like beers from like the Northeast. I can get some like Maine and Vermont and Connecticut beers that I can't really get down here. But I saw this and was like, well, I can't pass up the opportunity. It's once a year and I usually don't know when they make it, so I miss it around here. So yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to try to see if I can find that tomorrow.
Yeah. Good luck. it usually goes fast around here. I'm not sure people really know about it up in Delaware. So, all right. That being said, let's jump into things here. And so what we're going to do is we are going to just going to have to change things around here. We're going to get rid of that. Probably do a little of that. All right. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to start a mock draft. So what you do when you go to Fantasy Pros, if you're logged in or you don't, I don't even know if you have to be logged in, but I am. So you go, you can either just do the draft simulator. If you're just doing it yourself, this is really small. I just noticed. I forgot we did this last night. You can either go to draft simulator or you go to mock draft lobby. And this is where you create, you can either join like a public mock draft, or I'm going to create a private one right now. So it's going to call it F6P hour mock half. We got 12 teams. I'm going to make it 10 minutes. Don't actually use 10 minutes, AJ.
I'm trying.
So we're gonna do no defense, no kicker, six benches, one flex, one tight end, three receivers, two running backs, and a quarterback. So I'm gonna create this draft, and then I'm gonna send you guys this link here in our private chat so you guys can jump in. Now I'm gonna move me. Oops. I actually messed up. Hang on.
And here I am wondering how I'm gonna pick.
Yeah, hang on. I actually messed that up. I meant to say based on user selection. So that's the so you can either do a random order or you can do so don't use that link, guys. It's gone. 6P hour mock.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's totally gone. So create that again. So I'm going to move me to the 10. And then when you guys jump in, is it not showing my? I just realized it's not actually showing. It opened up a new tab. How stupid. Oh, I just realized you guys had no idea what I was doing. So stop screen. We're going to share again. I didn't realize it made a completely new tab. Is that the right one?
Do I need to log in?
Maybe.
I was gonna say I should be logged in already. I just need the link.
Send me a chat.
Sorry. Bam. Let's try that one.
Yeah. Oh.
Apologize. You're doing a new one? Apologize for that. Yeah. Is this better? No, that doesn't matter. So, Mike, you're taking the 2. Nope, you took the
6. Nope, I adjusted that.
That's fine. Mike's going to take the 6. And AJ, when you are good and ready.
I don't have my password. God.
I didn't know this was going to be a problem.
I didn't know I had to log in to do it.
I didn't realize it either.
Joe, this is hilarious, though. I love it. Yes, you need your password to get on Fantasy Pros, AJ.
News to me.
Reset your password quickly. Go.
That's what I'm doing, jackass.
We'll buy some time for you.
Yeah. So what's gonna happen here when he jumps in is I think you're gonna grab the 2, the 1, one of those. We're gonna kind of split us up. I'll start the draft, and so for every one of these slots that isn't filled, it'll be drafted by one of these, computerized mock drafters that simulates the experts' rankings, if you want to call it that.
Okay, slot available.
Oh my god.
What? What about Hulu?
Davis is making fun of you. All right, let's get this show a rolling. Start the draft with only 3 participants. Sure. Okay, so this is what it looks like, everybody. So you've got your. It gives you like the recommended players in the middle. You can completely ignore that. It doesn't really matter. It's starting in 15 seconds, apparently. I didn't actually know it counted down. I don't really know why it would do that. It doesn't matter. But anyway, so all the players here are over on the left. So you can see them all over here. And then the order over here on the right. You can switch between, different teams' rosters. So number 1-1 went Dalvin Cook. Yo. Okay.
Thanks.
So 1-2 just got handed Jonathan Taylor. That makes a whole lot of sense. We quickly went McCaffrey, Eckler, and Cooper Kupp as the first receiver off the board at 1-5. So, Mike, I mean, like, AJ, I'm sorry, I'm not really going to ask you why you picked Jonathan Taylor, because duh. But let's just play, let's just make it more fun. Let's say Taylor didn't get
I mean,
to 2. Like, who would you have actually taken?
I maybe would have stretched and taken either Henry or Kupp. Honestly, I'm out on McCaffrey. I do like Cook, so that would have been kind of tough to pass up to. But I mean, Henry
1-1. I'm curious to see who actually has him ranked at 1-1, because that's Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah,
I don't think I've seen that before.
I would have gone up somewhere around there.
So, Mike, you are up here at the 1-6. What you got?
All right. I just wanted to let you get your analysis from AJ.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Yep. No, I'm going to take the easy pick here and bet on my volume and just go Derrick Henry at the 106.
Yeah, I like it. So we got Mr. Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, and Najee Harris have all gone. 10 is an interesting spot. I'm not thrilled now that I picked it in our Fantasy Six-Pack League. I'm quickly figuring out. So, you know, top of my board right now, I've got Mixon, I've got Diggs. Could go Kelsey. I've seen that happen a lot. I do like to start running back, as I mentioned last night on the Real Draft show that we did with LaPlante and Dylan and Ike and a whole bunch of other people. So I think with that being said, I'm going to go Mixon and lock in my RB1. So we had Kamara, Diggs, Devontae, Swift. You know what, man?
He's sitting there.
Kelsey's staring me in the face, man. I just don't know if I care enough. I really do think Lamb is going to have a monster season.
Yeah.
You know, Gallup's not going to be ready to start the year. James Washington is already banged up. I mean, they got Tolbert.
You're sitting in that same spot I was sitting in last night with that 110 pick.
Yeah.
Kelsey was staring me in the face on that second round. It's hard not to take
it. It is hard not to. He is literally the only tight end I want to draft early this year. I'm out on the Andrews early. I get the reasons why. I just don't think he's going to repeat what he did last year. I mean, he did a lot of that with the backup quarterback. Let's be real. And so, you know, we all hope that Lamar's healthy all year, right? That's what they need. So if he is, I don't think Andrews is getting that. I know there's no Hollywood. I don't know if Andrews is worth a early second, mid second round pick. I think I'm going to go Lamb here. I really do like to lock that up. I've actually got him ahead of Devontae Adams, who got drafted ahead of him here in the mock. So I'm going to lock in. Yeah, but there you go. Kelsey went right after. I mean, I'm not surprised at all. So
yeah,
that's a solid pick there. So you got the first.
Yeah, just like what happened last night.
Yeah, I mean, it just uncanny. Like, it just, yeah, that's perfect. Devontae Williams went, which now that look, I don't know the extent. I just saw the news go by that Melvin Gordon's dealing with a foot injury. I don't know how serious it is, but man, if Melvin Gordon misses time with a foot injury, or however many misses the whole season, Javonte Williams will move into like a top six running back for most drafts, I believe.
Yeah, that's
he's gonna skyrocket.
That's nutty because you know everything I've been reading is you know Melvin's like I'm disrespected, blah blah blah. I'm making this a battle, so and rightfully so. Like I like it, but I still like Javonte better.
Yeah, yeah. So Mike, where are you going now?
So I'm going to stick with my gut and do what I did last night. And I'm just going to get two guys that I know that are going to get a crap ton of volume in their offenses. And as much as I hate passing up on Aaron Jones here, I know you disagree with me, Joe, but I'm going to get Saquon Barkley to pair up with Derrick Henry. I think that's a running back combo to be afraid of.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we gave him crap for Saquon last night. You can just go watch that. I don't need to say it anymore. So Aaron Jones went after that. There's the Mark Andrews pick, Tyreek Hill. AJ, you are back on the clock.
I see that. Not really liking anything right here.
It's the second round. How do you not like anything?
I know. You know what? I'm going to go with the top choice on here for a receiver, and that's Mr. Deebo Samuel.
I like it. So Deebo, Mike Evans, Keenan Allen. Why do you like Deebo over guys like Mike
that's
Evans?
A good pick,
and
AJ.
Keenan Allen and stuff like that.
I mean, I think that Debo's got something to prove. We talked about it last week with Bob Harris in our, you know, NFC West division preview. I just like Deebo. I think he's going to he's still going to have volume. He's going to be, you know, he may not be as valuable from a running standpoint this year, which is kind of what he wanted. But I'm okay with that. I think that he's just still going to be dynamic. And with Lance, if he's going to be moving all over the field, I just like the upside. I think it's going to open things up more for this offense. We know what they can do with running in general. So he's going to be the bell cow receiver still in my mind. You know, Kittle's got injury concerns. Ayuk's got, I guess, character concerns. I don't know. Fumble concerns or whatever. But going here, I would want to lean running back here. But I got to go with my boy, my namesake.
So it's suggesting. Oh, okay. It's suggested.
Mr. AJ Brown. Yeah, it was suggesting Fournette, I think, right?
Yeah, I think it did. So now, Mike, you are back on. So after, so you took
AJ Brown. But I'm tilting.
So Fournette, Connor, Akers, all went. Connor, oh.
Yeah.
That's a high pick for Connor, in my opinion. I'm not sure. I don't have him ranked that high. I do know our cheat sheet loves him. I personally, yes. Like, look, the cheat sheet is based off of something completely different than my rankings. It could be right. It could be wrong. Like, it value the cheat sheet values Connor a lot and says he is a super value at his pick. So
it's probably the high value touches he gets.
It has no qualms. Yeah. Taking, you know, recommending Connor around this range, actually, which is right ahead of where I have him. So I know, AJ, you're kind of using the cheat sheet a little more.
Yeah,
I'm using my rankings. And then I know, Mike, you've got your personal projections that you built, which I also know have some picks that not everybody.
Yeah, and I. Yeah, that's why most people won't agree with me on my Cortland Sutton takes at wide receiver 12. But you know what? I'm calling my shot. But I'm struggling, man, because I was looking at AJ's pick, and I was like, all right, you know, I know AJ Brown's not getting to me because I know as AJ the homer, he was going to take him. But I'm like, oh, man, I'd be ecstatic if Michael Pittman fell to me. And not only did he fall to me, but T. Higgins fell to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm dealing with. Kind of right now
on Higgins too. I was like, oh man, these receivers are looking good.
I love T. Higgins this year, guys, and I don't have much knocks against him, but I am going to go and get my guy who is the number one in the offense, and there's not many passing options other than him, and that's Michael Pittman.
Yeah.
So, interestingly enough, I'm going to have another tough decision here too. So. Josh Allen, first quarterback off the board, went in the third round. That's about where he's going. So I get it. Terry McLaurin, that's a little early in my book. Go get your guy. Yeah, I love it, man. And then Zeke, there's a lot of – it's a lot of who knows with Zeke, right? So here's my decision. So the board right now is suggesting – let's go back to the suggestions. T. Higgins, Kyle Pitts, David Montgomery, DJ Moore. I actually disagree with some of that. I agree with T. Higgins. However, I've also got Mixon. I don't know if I want that. That's just a little too much.
not the stack that you're really trying to build.
No,
here.
That's a weird stack to have. I love Higgins, and I've got him actually ranked ahead of AJ Brown. I've got him ranked ahead of Pittman. I've got him ranked ahead of Keenan Allen, who all have gone, right? So the smart move, like, had I not taken Mixon, would be to take Higgins. However, I also really think running backs dry up quickly here.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a little early for him, according to Fantasy Pros recommended players, but I'm going to take my chances on Breece Hall. I think this kid's something special, and I really do think he's going to be very good.
Do you have any concern with the Mekhi Becton news getting injured?
I do, but I still think he's just, I mean, he's good enough that he'll figure it out. And of course, Higgins went on the 12. Sutton went early as well. Wow, that team likes Sutton too. You're not alone. There you go. Dobbins, Mike Williams. So now I'm looking at a DJ Moore, a Deontay, that kind of thing.
Basically the same receivers as you were.
Minus outside of Higgins. Yeah. So, you know, if I'm staying true to myself, DJ Moore is the highest ranked receiver on my board, and that's where I want to go. I've got my two locked in running backs. I'll find some depth later. I need to build my receivers. I'm not really super buying into Kyle Pitts. I know the volume's going to be there, but like, how good is the volume really going to be? It's pretty crappy. You know, quarterback play there. So like,
yeah,
you know, yeah, touchdown regression positively is probably due for him, but I don't know. I feel like I can love it. Thanks, Steve. I think I can find a tight end later that's going to be perfectly fine. So I'm going to snag myself some DJ Moore. So we had Antonio Gibson, Lamar, David Montgomery. What was Lamar the second quarterback?
Yes.
Yo, okay. So this is not like just straight off of ADP. This is all over the place, guys.
Makes me want to go Mahomes just for the value of QB3. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I don't hate it.
It's not a bad idea.
Antonio Gibson, David Montgomery also went. Yeah, Lamar. I mean, look, Lamar's my four, and I get like the hype on Lamar this year. I really do, because you know they got rid of Hollywood. Yeah. You feel like you're going to go back to their like run first heavy offense. Yeah. I still think that Herbert and even Mahomes to some degree, despite losing Hill, are just a little bit safer. But I mean, those are the clear top four for me. So like, I'm not going to say you're like dead wrong for taking Lamar. I just wouldn't. Not ahead of those guys, but it's fine. So where are you going, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to take the tight ends, you know, value right here with Kyle Pitts. Considering it's the fourth round, I remember him going to the third round last night.
Yeah, that was full PPR, though. So running backs are going earlier here. Exactly. Too. So last night's draft was full PPR. That is a pretty massive difference when you start drafting your teams.
And I think I'm just going to, again, stick with a guy. I have a common theme here of volume. All right, and I'm gonna steal the guy before Joe can get a chance to get him, and I'm gonna get Deontay Johnson.
He wasn't coming back to me.
Biscuit.
He wasn't coming back to me.
I know, but I know you love him.
I think he's gonna have a great year. I mean, yeah. There's, you know, a lot of people wanna, you know, be like, oh, but he's got no good quarterbacks. He didn't have a good quarterback last year. Like, really? Ben Roethlisberger was awful. So Waddle went next. Kyle Pitts finally got taken, and Mr. Patty Mahomes, the third quarterback off the board. So AJ, you are looking at a suggested pick here of Mr. Justin Herbert. Then if you don't want to do that, you got some receivers on the board here. Cooks, Metcalf, Robinson. I think running backs are pretty questionable. Look, all these guys at this point are just sort of get who you like, right? Like, if you believe in ETN, which I get it. Like, the dude is amazing. And when, you know, when he's on the field, obviously, he's just got to play an NFL down. Yet. Hopefully, you know, he survives. Elijah Mitchell, like.
I do like Mitchell. I mean, looking at the board where it is right now, I feel like I need to go running back here.
So you got Taylor, Debo, and A.J. Brown right now.
Like, I really would like to build, you know, a bit of a stable here with the running backs. I mean, having Taylor, who, in my opinion, is the best one on the board.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah, like I feel like I could wait a little bit.
Absolutely crazy.
But also seeing the guy behind me having two picks, I might be able to wait on, you know, someone else that I might be looking at. You know what? I'm going to go with ETN.
You don't have to, like, keep your next pick possibly secret, by the way, because...
Oh, yeah, I know.
We're not... drafting,
but that's interesting.
So Herbert and then Kittle.
Okay,
so this first team: Dalvin Cook, Mike Evans, Keenan Allen, Justin Herbert, George Kittle. I don't hate it, man. I really actually, outside of the Cook, which was kind of interesting,
I mean, if you had Taylor, Evans, Allen, Herbert, it's I mean, solid. It's a nice stack already, so that's good.
So you took ETN. So yeah. What's your take on ETN this year? Like, I personally like him.
Personally,
I think you know, I had him as
you do like him.
I like him. Like, yeah. I personally had him as the best running back coming out of college last year. He just got hurt.
Yeah.
So there's nothing you can do about that. Well, I mean, so now. New coaching staff in town. I mean, what's your thoughts on essentially now a rookie, right?
Yeah, I mean, he is really. I mean, he didn't play. He was injured. And you know, he was successful in college with his boy Trevor Lawrence. I think that this is, if anything, it will be a boost for Lawrence in this offense now under Doug Peterson. I mean, anywhere he had to go was up after last year with, you know, Urban Meyer. But I love the combo with the two of them. I loved it last year, even with Meyer there. Homer pick again, if you will, with Dougie P. I just think that he knows how to run an offense. He knows how to get the running backs involved and make them worthwhile. So I really like ETN this year. I think that he's going to be a value pick no matter where you get. I mean, unless you're picking him in the first round. But where he's going right now, you know, he's kind of one of those guys I'm very comfortable reaching a bit on. So now I've got another pick to make here.
Yep.
Okay. Now I'm a little torn because I kind of feel like I still would like to go running back, but knowing that I mean, Cooks is just a volume monster as it is. Someone else I'm eyeing, I just don't know if he's going to make it back around. I don't think that he will. Cooks' ADP is a little bit lower, so not really jumping on him here. I'm going to go ahead and go with Josh Jacobs here, actually.
Okay. So you're going to have... Okay, explain that one a little bit to me. So why... So knowing you got Taylor and ETN, why not grab your third receiver and you took a Jacobs instead who... I mean, fine. Volume should be there, you would think, but
it's
why not grab one of these other receivers or maybe your first tight end or something like that?
I mean, tight end, Waller's okay, I guess. I mean, but, you know, obviously I have a little heartburn with him as you. Yeah, so that one's not going to happen. Yeah, I think it's a little too early for me for tight end. I'm not going to reach on tight end as much this year unless, you know, an Andrews or a Kelsey falls to me in a really good spot. I mean, I was kind of torn on going with receiver, but I want to have a solid running attack. And yeah, and that's a good flex play for me, you know, to have three running backs in my mind.
So we do have a quick question, Mike, before your next pick here. So from Tyler. So it's a draft. It's a auction type style salary cap league here. So you know, I've played in these before, so we're sort of familiar. Yeah. Is keeping Eckler for 34, Jalen Hurts for 19, and Mark Andrews for 13 worth it? Or do I keep the two cheaper ones and add Rodgers for 14? Okay, so he's saying Eckler, Hurts, and Andrews for 13, or for 34, 19, or 13, or does he throw Eckler back and keep Rodgers, Hurts, and Andrews? I think
the main question is it super flex?
That is true. Tyler, do you...
No.
He didn't say.
Because if it's super flex, those are some good values for quarterbacks.
It is. Yeah, Tyler, you able to... Are you still there and respond and let us know if it's super flex? It is a super flex league. Okay. Can you not keep all four? I would just do all four, honestly, if you could.
Yeah, usually, man, I mean, because I'm in a super flex auction. 34
still seems super cheap, though, right? I mean, that's
it is,
that's
but
crazy.
These quarterbacks can get up to like $40.
Yeah, that's crazy. Leagues.
Yeah,
I think in a super flex,
I think you gotta go
person
for
keeper
at
league
14.
Max. I think I'm tossing back Andrews and go figure out. And go figure out your tight end
for $13.
Eckler for 34 is dirt cheap, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Look, Eckler's going to go for 50 plus easily this year.
I don't disagree with that.
So yeah. I think you're not getting Hurts or Rodgers anywhere near those values. You're not going to get Andrews near that value either, but you can find a viable tight end for.
I mean, you could probably find
bucks,
two,
man,
for
if not,
$13.
Yeah. So, my personal opinion, you keep Rodgers, Hurts, and Eckler in a super flex for those values. That's phenomenal. Figure out tight end.
Yeah.
I like Andrews. I do.
I don't hate it.
I don't.
You don't.
I'd rather have the other three.
just posturing here.
So. If you
yeah, I'm 100% with
yeah,
you.
I'm
with you on that one, knowing that it's super flex. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get values for Jalen Hurts and Aaron Rodgers at $19 and $14. And when it comes to comparing the running back to the tight end position, Austin Eckler is going to drastically outscore Mark Andrews if he's healthy the whole season. So,
I mean, Eckler to me is a no-brain keeper. Hurts to me is a no-brain keeper at that value. You know, would he go for a whole lot more than that? Maybe it depends on who's in the league and who's really in on him. If anything, to me, I could potentially look beyond Rodgers to keep Andrews at that cheap.
Yeah, I mean, and
but
yeah, I mean, Tyler,
and
I'll say this.
It depends on
too,
who else is there, and especially in a super flex.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this too, Tyler. Hard. Like you've also got to know your own league, right? When you do these things, and yeah, Rodgers is slipping down in value. So if you think you could get him at a reasonable price, so is Amon-Ra St. Brown for $3. Wow. I think I'm tossing him back. There's a million Amon-Ra St. Browns. $3 is super nice though, but in a super flex, again, that's the thing. So like, you got to know what quarterbacks go for in your league. I mean, look, you were able to snag Rodgers and Hurts for pretty good value already. So maybe you can do it again and you can keep Andrews instead of Rodgers. But that you just have to know your league. Personally, without me knowing all the ins and outs of your league and how it works, I'm keeping the two quarterbacks and Eckler. But if you think you have what it takes to get another value quarterback in the draft, then yeah, keep Andrews and then toss back Rodgers. That's what I've got to say. So let's move on here. Mike, you are on the clock with a Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Michael Pittman, and Deontay Johnson on your roster right now.
Yeah, and I'm going to look to fill out my my apologies on that one.
That's all right.
That is on me. I blame the beer.
Oh, my gosh. You've had half a life. Sure
got a spotted cow.
Yeah, but I'm not a drinker. You know this. But yeah, no, I'm going to fill out my wide receiver three position. And because I got nothing to worry about here, well, I do got Joe to worry about, so I'm going to shut my mouth. Never mind.
Yeah, it's like.
See, I told you it's the beer.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Are you drafting Amari Cooper? Is that why you have to worry about me right now?
Oh, that's a good suggestion. But no, no, I've had a theme and I've been sticking with volume. All right, now I want to chase a little bit of upside here because I got good volume plays here with Brandon Cooks, Allen Robinson. Oh,
you going big, Mike?
I'm going to take Marquise Brown.
Ooh.
Okay.
That was not where I thought you were going.
Mike Williams is already taken.
Is he? Is he gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got taken early.
Oh, he did. I did not get the
card. Otherwise, I was targeted.
I'm trying to keep track on my rankings, and I've missed a few players. I guarantee.
When I picked Deontay Johnson, I was like, fuck you, team two.
Allen Robinson. That's a solid pick.
Damn it.
That's who I was.
He wasn't coming back to you, AJ. I'm all in on him this year. I believe I got him last night,
that's
right?
That's who I was looking at.
I paired him with Stafford. That was awesome. Oh. Thank you, guys.
Why did you let him do that? You knew that was going to happen.
Oh, I got Stafford as the last starting quarterback too. God.
And
which was just phenomenal. Insert a beer ad now. This segment is brought to you by Aslan Brewing Company.
Thanks, I'm drinking like my second beer, Trogs Perpetual IPA.
Apparently, I'm going through this one a little. Dude, these go down so smooth, it's scary, man. I'm already like three quarters of the way.
I started this drinking when we typically go on, but
all right, so I'm up. Had somebody like an ETN fallen to me, I'd probably lean running back because I'm kind of with you, AJ. I do like to have a very solid running back in my flex, especially in half PPR. There is one more on the board that I do really like though. And I think, you know what, I think I'm going to do it. I paid a little bit more attention to this player after we had Linda on the show, and she yelled at me about this player. I was just like, really? What? Why? AJ Dillon. This is going to be Brandon Cooks was my running back, my receiver of choice. Yeah. There, so I'm kind of regretting doing that a little bit. But I like having Dillon. I do think this is going to be a more run heavy offense. And I'm not alone. There's a lot of people that think that, you know, no Davante Adams.
It has to be. I mean, who were the receivers?
Yeah, I mean, Alan Lazar. Like, I like Alan Lazar for sure. It's just
if Dillon's watching, I'm sure he's backing you right now.
Yeah, so we've got.
AJ Dillon or Clemens?
Mr. Amari Cooper wins. Probably both. Thankfully, I don't have to worry about taking him anymore because I'm not going to do it. So I am going to grab my next receiver, and I'm going to take a chance on Chris Godwin being healthy and being way better than his ADP. Because if he's healthy and good, that's a massive steal.
Okay. receiver run.
Wow. Big receiver run here. See, this is what's happened. What did I say on these team preview shows over and over and over again, right? And I said it last night, too. You got to go get your running backs a little early. At least you're, you know, lock it up. Because the receivers later are good, but there's no very good. Yeah, there's Dylan. There we go. Love it. The receivers later are pretty good. Ashley's right. Dylan's not actually in the draft, but
I think he's referring to the Sunday social when he was all over DJ Moore last year, because Tyler would watch us then.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I took DJ Moore. I like him. I like him a little more this year. But,
even with
all right, so we've had a D-Hop, Darnell Mooney, Gabriel Davis. So, Mike, you are on. AJ, sorry, I think you were trying to say something. I kept cutting you off.
Oh,
sorry.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I'm just looking at these names. I'm like, okay, wow, all right. But just looking back through it, aside from me, you, and Team 9, everyone else only has two running backs, if that. I mean, hell, Team 8's just sitting there on Javonte Williams.
Okay. I get it, though. Like, to some degree, I get it, man. Running back is so volatile. Like, I know the zero RB strategy is something that can work. I mean, we've seen it work on our own league. Denny Carter in our crap game. Last year didn't work for him, but the year before, he almost won the damn league. Like, it can work.
But I think it's cyclical. It's going to change every year in my mind.
You have to land. You have to hit and get, you know, hit on a couple late round guys. You have to work the waiver wire, which is a thing every year for running back. So I get it. Mm-hmm. But Mike, let's move it on, man. We are in round 6. What do you got?
Yeah. I'm kind of wanting to go against my normal draft strategy, and I'm seeing Kyler Murray sitting here in the 6th round, and he's one of my QBs that I think is one of those last in the tier that I want to get before I got to dip into the next tier. But then I also got, like you guys were talking about, the running backs with Elijah Mitchell. I have a starting running back here that I could use. If, you know, God forbid Barkley goes down with another injury again, I could just fill him right in.
Like you're looking at the suggestions and just
it is
exactly what it's doing. Kyler Murray, Elijah Mitchell.
Well, no, I
no, just I'm not making funny. Guy. I'm saying like no, it's only it's good. It's a good thing that I'm thinking of.
But only by this much percentage.
I want to zag right now because I don't want to be a part of this wide receiver run.
No, so you change the wide receiver run. Change it to
exactly.
something.
Exactly. I want to zag instead of zig. So that's why I'm like
the receiver.
No, I don't actually.
I'm going to go with the stack here because this is what I was kind of hoping for. For Kyler Murray to make it back to me for the stack for Marquise Brown.
All right, there you go. I like it. So Elijah Mitchell, Michael Thomas, Juju. What you got, AJ?
Okay. All right.
So it's suggesting your boy, Jalen Hurts. You can get yourself a stack. Rashad Bateman, Miles Sanders. It's like Bateman. It knows you're a Philly fan.
Climbing.
Adam Thielen. All right. Interesting. I can bump this up to a couple more players. Let's bump it up to 10 here and see what happens.
I don't know if I'm
Clyde Edwards, Kareem, Rashad Penny, Devonta Penny. Smith. It's recommending all
it's
the Eagles
just
for
really
him,
like, oh, this guy. Which Eagles players haven't been drafted yet? Let's just throw them all out there.
That's hilarious.
That is pretty good. Well, seeing as the guy after me on the turn has Herbert, I highly doubt he's going to draft Jalen Hurts. So I'm going to wait until next round to get Hurts. But this round, I think I do want to go receiver again. I gotta look at my team.
So best receivers available. So Bateman. According to Fantasy Pros, ECR.
Lazard.
Lockett, Bateman, Thielen, Lazard, Drake London. Tyler Lockett, Devonta Smith. I doubt you're going Smith because you've already got AJ Brown. So that wouldn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah,
so we got some Robert Woods.
I'm trying to find my Renfro. Window so I can actually draft here. Oh, there it is. you know what? I'm going to go ahead and jump on the Bateman train here.
Bateman, there you go. Lock it and run throw next. So I'm guessing you're going Hurts.
God, this guy has one running
back. And it's Dalvin Cook. Yikes.
Okay.
I mean, he's fine.
Run with that,
he's very, very good. But
take
that's an interesting
Hurts for the stack.
Got Miles Sanders, Devonta Smith, Joe Burrow. All right, Mike. You've got your quarterback. You've got your three receivers. You've got your two running backs. Are you going flex? Are you going tight end?
I think I want to fill out my other starter and get who I think is a tight end one this year who is top five potential, just like he finished last year, because Michael Gallup is not going to start the year. That's Dalton Schultz.
So, TJ Hockenson.
I like it.
I like it.
TJ Hockenson.
So we got Adam Thielen, Melvin Gordon, Christian Kirk. You know, I'm usually in the camp of
this guy's two running backs, and they're both Denver.
On the same team. I mean, it is still a computer, so you've got to give it a little.
They're going to take over the world soon. So, I mean, with this attitude.
Let me just play against them in fantasy football, and I'll be okay with it if they draft like that. So I'm also going to go tight end, and this is literally the last tight end that I believe you can count on as far as volume goes. After this, you get into they are all touchdown dependent. They're very up and down in – you know, with their consistency and things like that. And I'm going to go TJ Hockenson.
Okay. I like it.
Russ Wilson, Tom Brady, CEH, Ramondre Stevenson, who might get a massive boost here soon, because apparently there's just rumors that New England is thinking about trading Damian Harris. And if that happens, Stevenson at whatever running back this was that was taken is just crazy. So, all of the running quarterbacks are gone at this point. So, I don't really care about, outside of Lance, who I still think the jury is out on him. We don't know exactly what to get from him. I think, you know, the upside is crazy high for him. I'm just personally not comfortable drafting him unless he just happens to be the last one left of the top 12, 13, or whatever, you know, whenever I get to picking my quarterback. But if I don't get one of these top guys that falls, like, you know, an Allen or Jackson, if they fall a couple rounds past their normal ADP, then I'll finally take them, like, which they kind of did in this draft. But I'm in the camp that, like, if I don't get one of those guys, I'm sort of out. Like, Hurts is kind of just on the outside of those top four, has that rushing ability. I wanted him last night and missed, and it kind of worked out for the better because I ended up getting Stafford super late, and I'm plenty happy about that. So I think I'm waiting on quarterback still. I do have three running backs who I feel very comfortable with, so I'm going to go back into the receiver well here, and I'm looking at, let's see, like a Drake London, who's okay, just a little scary with quarterback situation, but he's honestly the top of my board by quite a bit. I think, you know, the volume's going to be there. Just, again, same thing with Pitts, like the volume isn't going to be great. But you know what? I'm just, it's either him or Lazard. Like, do I want to have crappy quarterbacks throwing to a rookie, or do I want to have Aaron Rodgers throwing to a guy who we know he already has a little bit of repertoire with? And you know what? Screw it. I'm going Lazard. I just feel a little safer with that. And I think I need
a little
bit safer. You suck.
Running back.
Yeah, I think I need a little bit safer of a pick.
You suck.
Especially with Chris Godwin. You suck. Why do I suck?
Yeah, because I was eyeing up Lazard here on my pick coming back. That's why.
I'm sorry.
And then the other guy I was thinking about getting afterwards, Rashard Penny, gets picked. So that sucks.
Well, I mean, guy had to go running back.
He
not
really did.
From Denver.
I would have been upset for him.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with man, I want to go Kareem Hunt. How, my question is, how much do you play effects on buys here? Because I'm looking at Kareem Hunt as the best available like running back, other than Chase Edmonds and Devin Singletary, just in case for that, you know, security behind Barkley. But Kareem Hunt's got the same bye week as Barkley.
I don't really worry about it. I think there's going to be so many injuries, so many moves before. Like, what? I mean, what round is what week is the bye for them?
Nine.
Yeah.
By the time week nine comes, you're going to have seven different.
I'm going to be 8-0 by then. Team.
Like, it's you can be 8-0 in our mock, right?
31.
Sorry.
That's funny.
I just think, like, you end up – look, if it was, like, your third or fourth player with a week nine bye, fine. I might say something and hesitate. The second player, I don't care enough. I think you just go pick – you know, you draft best available at this point. And by the time week nine rolls around, you'll just have to figure something else out. Like, you'll find somebody, hopefully, you know, just – hawk the waiver wire, right, type of thing, or draft some depth later on.
I got a running back that I've been targeting late in drafts this year. So, I mean, I know he doesn't have bye week nine. So I'm just going to go with the running back scarcity here and get a guy that will be an RB1 if Nick Chubb goes down to an injury, and he's at least a flex play if he's not.
Yeah. I like it. Treylon Burks, Matthew Stafford, Tony Pollard. And AJ, you are on the board.
All right. So everybody except Joe has a quarterback.
That's what happened. No, is it?
Not. Yep.
That's what happened last night. Because I told you it doesn't matter at this point.
I'm going to just go ahead and double tap quarterback and take Stafford somewhere along the line. No,
Stafford's already gone.
Just kidding. I know you secretly want Jared Goff to stack with Hockenson, so I would yes. be wasting a pick at this point.
You caught me.
You rat bastard. Let me bring back my draft board thing here. Okay, so 3-3-1.
That is
again, again, I feel like I'm good with waiting on a tight end here and building depth at receiver or running back because this guy already has Kittle. So running backs.
I also don't think, in my opinion, AJ, I don't think you need to go tight end at all. Like, I think you just wait. Like, if you miss out on Goddard, I mean, okay, you go get Ertz.
I don't want Komet.
It doesn't matter. They're all, like, again, you're probably streaming out of one of those guys at some point in the season anyway, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't think they're all, like, they're not locked in tight ends. In my opinion, there's six tight ends that are kind of locked in. You're probably playing them every week no matter what, mm-hmm. and they've already been taken. After that, it's whatever.
Yeah. There's a couple of guys that I like here. Don't think I need to go that far down to reach on a couple of other guys that I like here. I'm leaning more towards receiver just because we start three. So at this point, it's hard to.
You are allowed to say names, by the way.
Yeah. I know.
Drafting you with a bunch of computer players. Let's not say this guy, that guy. Let's say.
Oh yeah. No. Names. Like Claypool, I like, but I'm still kind of iffy about him. I feel like he's more of a boom or bust kind of guy.
Yep.
Best ball, I love him, but. Not really right here, so I think I'm gonna go.
Woods,
I'm gonna go with
Tony.
Him.
Are interesting here?
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm kind of going with more of an upside play. And as much as I enjoy telling Keith to suck it, I think I'm gonna go with Tony.
You can't draft a giant after all that noise.
Yeah, you're right. And I already have Debo on a week 9 bye, so you're right. You're right. I can't do that to myself.
After we just had that lengthy discussion about bye weeks on Madden right now, you're gonna make that be the difference maker.
Okay. Totally. Damn, I can't even get my boy. He's got
a bye. My two running backs have week 10 byes. I didn't even notice that. Whoops.
Could hurt me later in the season.
Or throwing in the towel for week 10, huh?
Apparently.
Yeah.
And then I didn't week even really 10 says, I guess I mean I did know I did this, but it didn't really dawn on me. Dylan and Lazard. Okay.
It's a Rondell reach.
Rondell Moore, Chase Edmonds, Cordero Patterson, and AJ.
Oh, now I get to go up again. Oh, okay. All right.
I'm good. Do I need to get up and go get another beer?
I mean, you might as well. I don't know why you didn't bring more with you.
I think you need a cooler.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go.
Make it snappy.
I'm just going to go with Ken Walker here. I mean, why?
I like the upside play. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, him and ETN on the same bond. Cook. He's my Russell fourth Gage, running back, which, so I'm okay with
that. That's an interesting pick at this point. So, Mike, you are on the clock.
Yep, and I'm going to make this one. I was hoping he'd get there to me. I know you you're pretty fond of this guy, but to get him as a bench player, I'm going to go snag Robert Woods.
I hate you. That's who I was going after. And you knew it. Payback. You knew it, too.
Payback.
You knew it.
Revenge. A dish best served cold.
What? Oh, because of Lazard.
Yes.
Yeah. I was looking at Woods last round, and he almost got all the way back to me. Yeah. Crap. I don't really love this board right now. I mean, my board says take Tony as well. I don't love it, but that is the play.
It's a good value, yeah.
It really is. I mean, after none of the running backs here really.
I mean, it was a pretty good value at my pick.
Yeah, none of the running backs are really screaming out to me as like I gotta have them players.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna take Tony, even though it kills me to do it. Still suck at Keith.
Hashtag
James Robinson, Michael Gallup, Tyler Keith. Boyd. And you know what? I am going to be a bit of a reach. It's going to crush my ranking, my score on Fantasy Pros because he's not ranked as high as I've got him. But it is going to be Isaiah Spiller. I really like him. I think he's going to do really good things there.
Landry, Moore, Eckler, and Carter. Wow, okay.
We all know Eckler, is just – he's a phenomenal player. But, I mean, let's be real. The guy, he does miss plenty of time. He seems to be dinged up.
Burks?
When he started getting the real workload, right, like – he started getting dinged up. Now, last year he was amazing. But I think, they've got to find somebody else to give the ball to keep him healthy, to keep Eckler on the field. And that's why they drafted Spiller where they did. And so I think he's going to get enough to be a good fourth running back for me.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you are up.
I'm going to go with my boy, Ronald Jones. I think he's a great value this year. Again, another running back that's a good handcuff and a great offense. And if the stars align for him, I think he could make another solid flex play like a Kareem Hunt can be, especially with Tyreek Hill gone. I mean, Travis Kelce is obviously the number one target. But if he's getting double teamed, I mean, there's probably going to be a lot of checkdowns that are going to involve Clyde and Ronald Jones.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I've never been a big Ronald Jones guy. I know some people are. At this point in the draft, though, I mean, it's fine.
Yeah. It's not a
So Goddard went Julio, MVS, Mr. Britt Kanes. Maybe not as bad as...
Julio was kind of who I was hoping was going to fall back to me, but...
That's an interesting... Yeah, that's an interesting pick there.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it would have been a good pick for you, is what I meant.
Yeah, Julio. I do like it, but all right.
So you are...
I still think I can wait on.
There are five teams without a tight end, and one team has two of them. I just realized that T4 took both
Leaders and Pitts, okay,
which is shocking in a one tight.
There you go with just going to screw your flex position. Automatically at tight end.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, whatever.
Not a bad play, but not one I would make with those two guys. So typically, I would be looking at, you know, still the same depth with running back and or receiver. I'm trying to look at the guy ahead of me. What does he have? Did he
get? I do like that you do this too, though. Like it is very interesting that you know, and this is something when you are near the end like that, paying attention to what the team or teams, if you're like me at the 10, paying attention to what 11 and 12 have, and you, AJ, at 2, paying attention to what 1 has, and thinking, okay, if I want to go tight end here, they already have Kittle. You don't need to do that. You did that with Hurts already. That is a very smart thing to do and something that a lot of people don't do. They don't pay attention. They're not aware of what's going on with other teams during the draft. They're just paying attention to their team and not really – like with me, I've realized I'm the last starting quarterback. I could probably wait a few more rounds until somebody starts taking backups. So
yeah, once that first backup goes, it's like, ah – okay.
Yeah, now it's time to.
I gotta start thinking about it.
Yeah, because I don't want to get stuck with, you know, I don't even know who. You know, like I don't want to get stuck with, you know, Justin Fields as my starter.
You want Tannehill? Pick.
No. I mean, like that's the thing. So like, you know, once the Rodgers and the Carrs and the Cousins and those kind of guys go, I gotta pull the trigger. You know, like I'm gonna have to figure something out.
Yeah.
But I'm happy with any one of those as my starters, honestly.
All right. So if I'm looking at our cheat sheet here. Gone. I still think I can wait on tight end. Well, at least one more round because of this schmuck ahead of me.
and that cheat sheet that you're referring to is on fantasy6pack.net.
Fantasy six pack,
yep. Sign up for a membership plan to get that. I recommend the all access plan so you can hit us up on our Discord as well. So get in on
that. I'm going to go and I'm going to go with a guy who I think is going to get some volume and, you know, looking at my roster. Yeah. Okay. Bye weeks, whatever. I'm going with the top suggested guy and that's Jacoby Myers.
I like that one a lot. I was kind of wondering why he was still there. I mean, the volume is going to be there. The volume is going to be very, very good with
him. Algier is somebody who I was kind of looking at as well.
His stock is rising quickly.
Yeah.
It's funny. T1 has both of them now, which I feel like is something you probably don't want to do. You don't want to invest too high heavily in Atlanta. But, you know.
This guy is,
you know, he's starting to load up on running backs now.
I'm just gonna one up this guy, and I'm gonna go ahead and take Devontae Parker to tag team the New England receiving corps. Not at all. I'm gonna go ahead and grab my tight end now. Usually, I'm not. I do tend to worry about taking guys on the same team, but not I got to go with Hurts.
Pickens, Damian Pierce, and Mike, you are on the clock. We have 4 picks left. Well, AJ, you got 3.
Yeah, this is going to be a very boring pick. Unless you look at the contract, then you'll be like, wow. But I'm going to go with Kenny Golladay here. They paid him $18 million a year, guys, last year. I mean, if I hope he's a part of the plan. If not, that was just a waste of money. In the 11th round, I'll take it.
You would think. So, yeah, the last part of this tight end run has officially started here. We had, with your Ertz, we had Knox, Freiermuth went afterwards. So Madison and Daryl Henderson also went. I'm up and looking at my roster. So I've got Mixon, CeeDee Lamb, Breece Hall. Well, let's just do running backs. So running backs is Mixon, Breece Hall, Dylan, and Spiller. Receivers is Lamb, Moore, Godwin, Lazard, and Tony. I mean, at this point, I'm just kind of whatever. None of these players really are screaming out to me as going like, I have to have them type thing. Yeah. I think I'm pretty safe on waiting for a quarterback if I want to pull the trigger on a quarterback before somebody takes a backup. Knowing that Wilson and Brady are the guys here, I know they're kind of like a little bit farther back of the QB1 territory, but I don't think at this point those.
But the guys stacked Wilson and Sutton, which I like.
Yeah, that is true. Wilson and Sutton, and did he stack? No, he didn't.
No.
But still, I think I'm fairly safe there. I kind of want to go receiver first, and I'm looking, and honestly, man, Golladay would have been somebody I would have eyed up, except I already have Tony, so probably, like, in reality, no, I wasn't going to actually make that pick. I think, so I'm kind of down between, like, Dotson, who is somebody I took last night, pretty late, like, around this territory last year, last night. And, you know, I praise his, like, catch radius and just his physicality at the point of the catch. He's amazing. I know, you know, rookie, it could just completely not work at all, and I get it. But I still think he's just very good. And there's already a lot of praise out of him with Cam, and I know it's Cam, but I really do like him, and I think I'm probably going to have a lot of him, it seems like. So, Gesicki, yeah. Kmet, Gainwell, Mostert. And you know what? I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to go with Trey Lance. Take the 12th quarterback off the board. This guy's either going to win the league or it's going to be really bad for me. So, I mean, his rushing upside is just amazing. So
it's really the last value of rushing quarterback I feel like that you can really get.
And I actually have him ahead of Prescott and Wilson in my rankings right now. I'm kicking myself for not taking him in Scott Fish. And the reason why back then in early July when I didn't do it, the reason why I didn't take him is because Jimmy G was still there, and they were like, well, we don't really know yet, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, literally, like, a week and a half after Scott Fish ended, my draft ended in Scott Fish, it was, oh, yeah, we've told Jimmy G he can go find a trade partner. And, yeah, it still hasn't happened, but, like, they're running Trey Lance out there, like, with the ones fully in practice. So, like, this is Trey Lance's. They're changing the offense. They're doing pistol formations. They're doing things like that. So, this is Trey Lance's offense. You know, unless he just falls completely on his face, I think we're going to be good to go there with him. But, Mike, you went DJ Shark.
I'm looking at DJ Chark, man, and I know Amon-Ra St. Brown is there, and they drafted Jameson Williams, but this is a prototypical X receiver. He could take the number one slot away from Amon-Ra St. Brown, who is normally in the slot, and I think I got a real nice dart throw here that could possibly hit a bullseye.
Yeah, Chark is super talented. He just was in a really crappy situation last year. He'd been banged up from time to time. I really do like him. But, AJ, let's finish things out here.
Yeah.
Let's try to get this closed out here. All right. What do you got with your 12-11?
12-11, I was hoping that Herbert would have fallen to me because he was who I was eyeing up. But that is not happening at this point. So I am going to go ahead. Oof, I don't like any of them. Don't like that. Yeah, I don't want to do that either. I'll go ahead and take Jamal Williams here. I like the passing upside, or receiving upside, I guess, would be a better way to put that. I he's just always a guy that I end up targeting and taking more than I really feel like. So let me see here.
I get you.
Going back to this well.
So we had Mark Ingram and another Lions player get taken, Jameson Williams.
Yeah. I do like Williams.
Last night, like, I love Williams, but like, is he really going to play before like week six this year? Like, it seems like he's just not. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't really understand that. I feel like he's going to be dropped really quickly.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, we said that last night, right? We were all like, why the hell? Who took? I forget who took him.
I can't remember.
No.
I'm looking it up. I'm trying to pull up our sleeper draft here. League. I don't know how to look up the draft.
That's results. Who I wanted. Bam.
There you drafted him.
There we go. Oh, he did. Okay. Yeah, I remember having like a conversation about it with somebody. So it was obviously somebody on the. He got him in round 13-1. The exact same pick. That is hilarious. Wow. That's actually.
Yeah, that's uncanny. All right. Well,
Nico
I'm going to go
Collins. Here. That is a guy that I was hoping was coming back to me.
Nope.
AJ, that's a good one.
I saw him and I was like. Oh, where the hell is he?
Nico Collins is solid.
I was hoping he would come back.
There we go.
Me,
there's the backup. So I knew I needed to take Trey Lance. Not that I hate Rodgers. I just, there's just something in the back of my mind that thinks there's a slight, there's just so much downside with Rodgers this year with the lack of, I don't know why I'm coughing so much all of a sudden. With Adams not being there, so let's see here, we're at the very last couple picks for me, so it's now just kind of get whoever you really like, I suppose. Suggested players is Corey Davis, Mecole Hardman, Robbie Anderson. They're all guys. They're all sort of the same. My roster right now is looking like, so mix in Breece Hall, AJ Dillon at running back, Spiller, Dotson, Tony Lazard. I mean, I could probably snag another running back just because I have a lack of depth there. Let's see here, running backs. I'm looking at Foreman, no thanks. Brian Robinson, not really. I mean, yeah, this is pretty ugly.
Pretty stacked.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. Algier, McKissick, Mostert just got taken, right?
Algier went.
No, I'm reading off the names who got taken. I'm just because I haven't been keeping
like,
up.
You go.
Mostert got taken.
Yep. Gainwell. Wow. Yeah, it's thin.
I mean, I think I might just do it, and I know that's going to crush my score, but this guy's getting so much hype, and I don't want to leave the draft.
No. Fucking dick.
Isaiah Pacheco, Kansas City, getting tons of hype from Andy Reid. He can pass pro, guys. that's a huge thing for Andy Reid with his running backs.
Yep.
He's getting in with the ones already. So he's my fifth running back. That's phenomenal. And look, I did it last night too, after I told everybody don't take a second quarterback. But what I mean by that, after everybody razzed me on the draft at the end of the draft, was when you've got Pat Mahomes, there is zero reason.
Might I add, rightly so.
Yeah.
No. Hell no. Dude, there were people taking backup quarterbacks before I took my first one, and they had Josh Allen. Why are you taking a backup quarterback when you have Josh Allen? I get it. When you've got
don't throw me under the bus. I'm the
It was somebody.
I know.
There were plenty of teams who took their backup quarterback, and like their first quarterback is an absolute stud. It's like you are not playing that backup ever. Now, look, I took Stafford as my first quarterback, and I like Stafford, but there is risk with him right now. That elbow might not be right. So, yes, I took a backup with my final pick, and I'm going to do it again because my starter is Trey Lance. We don't really know what we're getting with Trey Lance. So with my next pick here, it would have been Derek Carr or Rodgers, but it's going to be Mr. Reliable, I guess, Kirk Cousins.
You like that?
I don't.
I know.
See, Tua with Dak is okay. He's a near the back end of the draft quarterback pick, so it's okay. He's probably not starting Tua over Dak at all.
He's got
really
Josh Allen. All right, I was like, does this guy even have a quarterback? Never mind.
All right, so Mike, what are you doing here?
All right, so I'm looking at another dart throw that I want another possible number one wide receiver in an offense that I think is projected to be much better this year. Now, granted, they were terrible last year, so much better is not much of an upgrade. But it's still better. Marvin Jones.
I like it. He was one of my last.
Kirk's the number one there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, money-wise, you would think so. But Marvin Jones led the team in targets and catches.
Yeah, look at that draft difference, though. Kirk at the 7-9 and Jones at the 14-7.
Uber discount.
Yeah. All right. So
last pick here for you, AJ.
My last pick. And, you know, I'm not even – these suggestions are absolutely
they're pretty
trash at this point. I am going to go –
draft one of those, your grade at the end will be better than ours probably. Let's put it that way.
I'm not doing that. I don't care about my grade. I care about my teams, even this made-up one.
Destroyed because I took Pacheco. You watch.
I am gonna hug and go with that.
I got a C plus. I told you it was gonna hate mine.
Oh, B plus.
I knew it was gonna hate mine.
89 out of 100. All right.
I knew I was good on tests. I'll take a 93 out of 100.
You got a 93. Nice, man. What did I get last night? My score last night was like crazy good.
Me and you finished top two, but I mean, these are just scores. I mean, they don't actually give us the full extent.
These don't mean anything. I'll tell you, these don't talk
Fantasy
about
Pros,
your
the way that they do their
I'm happy with an 89.
Their
all right.
grade is it's based off of, you know, the ECR and if you reached for a guy and that kind of stuff, and so I guarantee you, it absolutely crushes me on let's see, your pick analysis.
Oh, but Pacheco's definitely knocking you down.
Oh, 100%. It absolutely hates that pick. Let's see, your steals and reaches.
I mean, Dotson, I feel like, might be
by team
knocking you down a little.
Let's see here. Let's. So I only had two steals, and it was both my quarterbacks, which is hilarious. let's see here. Let's do my reaches here.
Nice.
Dotson was my only reach. Excuse me.
Okay.
Spiller was a slight reach. You had no reaches. Slight reaches, AJ. You only had one Ron more. I kind of thought that was a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Mike, that's okay, you had though. No reaches. Slight reaches, none. You must have had a bunch of steals then. No steals.
Mike's got
value picks. I don't know what I did here.
What the hell? Did I have any steals?
I think I just drafted value, which I lost.
You had one steal with Ertz.
Ertz. All right. You just take that.
I guess it just like you picked all the right guys. Who knows?
Yeah. You just went off.
Yeah, it likes all the late round quarterbacks, which is where you get a lot of value from. So it is what it is. Again, you know, I took some chances with some guys that I've got ranked a little bit higher than others, and just the way the draft fell, being at the 110 is a tough spot. I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of really regretting taking that pick in the Fantasy Six Pack League now. But so this is what it is. So pick by pick analysis. They're saying these picks could have helped my team.
Aaron Jones and Corey Davis instead of Lamb and
Jaco. Yeah, I mean, it's this is what it's doing. It's telling me
Jones and Lamb, I feel like, are pretty comparable.
We don't
know what we're getting out of Jones. I mean, we know that he should get more
Dylan
volume
later, so I don't. Yeah. I don't want both of those now. Yeah,
no.
Again, it is. I mean, look at the first. Look at the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 better picks. Right, it all suggests taking anybody but Pacheco. That's really what it came down to. That Pacheco pick was just murderous for my.
Well, then I'm glad you took him.
I told you Spiller wasn't going to be a good one either. Spiller didn't like Spiller either. One, he's in here three times. So yeah, I don't really care. I still love the tool.
But are these computers paying attention to camps? I don't know.
So these are the experts who hate my, apparently Dennis from Fantasy Six Pack, jerk. He hates my draft. Some of these other guys really like it though. Pat Fitzmaurice, like him.
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
Right, there you go.
Smart dude. I think he's legit. So I'll take it. I'll take an A- from Pat over the C+ from Fantasy Pros any day. Dennis.
Love it, Dennis.
That's hilarious. I'm screenshotting this so I can send it to Dennis. Be like,
you are absolute garbage.
That is phenomenal. I wish you guys have this on your back end, right? What are you guys seeing this?
Where can I go to get
this? I clicked on analyze draft, and then it takes you to this.
Yeah, all right. So expert opinions. Oh, got to upgrade. Damn it.
Oh, you don't get it.
Oh, okay. It's the premium. Yeah.
I have the premium. So apparently to get to some of this, you've got to pay for it, which, if you click the link in the show, it'll take you.
I've got the summary. Yeah.
It'll take you to a place.
Third in running backs. Position ranks third overall, starters third overall, bench 10th.
Yeah, you guys are 2
QB
6 in the rankings.
Yeah. So, all right. Not too bad.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
So, it is what it is. But it's still a fun tool to use. You can get through these drafts pretty quick. Look, we analyzed it. We took a while with it, but when you do these by yourself, you can get through these very quickly, which is, you know, practice is what I say for these drafts all the time. So it's something you want to do, and I highly suggest doing it. But that being said, that's it for the show, AJ. I'll see you on Friday.
Yes.
11 p.m. sharp.
What? See me before that, Dick.
Okay. If you are actually
11 p.m.?
Sorry, a.m. I'm at a.m. sharp. Sorry.
Exactly.
My God, yeah. And super blurry. I don't know what
super
the hell
blurred.
I didn't move at all, so I don't know why it blurred out on me. Anyway. My All right, guys, that is it for the show. Well, thank you for listening. Hit that subscribe button. Thank you. And check out our plans and hit us up on Discord. We want to answer all your questions and help you dominate your drafts and your leagues this season. See you later.